BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A student in the Czech Republic has shot dead his father and then killed 14 people and injured 25 at his university in the heart of the capital, Prague. 10 are seriously wounded. The 24-year-old gunman was also killed, but the circumstances of his death aren't clear. The Prime Minister, Petr Fiala, has expressed his shock.
First of all, let me express my deepest condolences to the relatives and friends of all the victims. None of us can fully imagine the depth of grief and pain that they are now experiencing. Many lives, mostly young people, have been needlessly lost. Like many of you, I feel deep sadness and disgust in the face of this senseless and brutal violence.
The UN has warned that Gaza is at risk of famine if the war between Israel and Hamas continues. An assessment found the entire population was suffering acute shortages. Only limited supplies are getting into the territory. Distribution has been hampered by military operations, inspections demanded by Israel and fuel shortages. Mark Regev, a senior advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister, said Israel was not preventing aid from reaching the enclave.
Trucks that we have already authorised and checked were still being held up in southern Gaza. Nothing to do with Israel at all. Once again, from our point of view, there are no limitations on things going in, on this sort of material aid going into the people of Gaza. On the contrary, we want to help facilitate that.
Donald Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has filed for bankruptcy protection. It comes days after a jury ordered him to pay more than $148 million in damages to two Georgia election workers. In the court filing, Mr. Giuliani said he had up to $500 million in debts and up to $10 million in assets. The UN says more than 7 million people have now been uprooted from their homes by the conflict in Sudan, calling it the world's largest displacement crisis. The latest mass upheaval came after fighting spread to the state of Jazeera, where the paramilitary RSF has seized the state capital, Wad Madani. Here's our correspondent, Karkadan Yibultal.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians have fled the city of Wad Madani in a span of a few days. Now, this is Sudan's second largest city, which has been described as a sanctuary and as a safe haven for people who flee violence. Since fighting broke out in April, many people have come from Khartoum and other parts of the country seeking refuge here. It was also a sort of humanitarian hub where many aid agencies operate, basing here. Now, after the RSF forces raided the city earlier this week, things look like they are turning from bad to worse.
BBC News. Protesters and security forces have clashed in Guinea's capital, Conakry, after a deadly explosion at an oil terminal earlier this week led to the suspension of petrol supplies in filling stations. Demonstrators set up roadblocks at numerous points leading to the centre of the capital. A group of youngsters hurled stones at police officers who responded with tear gas. The former president of Suriname, Desi Bouterse, will be jailed after losing an appeal against a 20-year prison sentence on Wednesday for the killing of 15 people in 1982. Jae-sung Lee reports.
Desi Bouterse was convicted in 2019 for the murder of 15 of his political opponents, among them lawyers, journalists and military personnel. They were put to death 2 years after Mr. Bouterse seized power in a coup in 1980. The prosecutor's office said it would now proceed with implementing Mr. Bouterse's sentence, but would consult him and his lawyers to determine when it starts. The former strongman left office 3 years ago after four decades of rule. A controversial figure in Surinamese politics, Desi Bouterse remains popular with Suriname's working class, despite all his wrongdoings.
At least two residential buildings in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, have been struck by falling debris during a Russian drone attack. The mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, said the upper floors of a high-rise building were on fire in the Solomyansky district. One person has been taken to hospital. Brazilian police say they've executed search warrants in a petrochemical firm following years of subsidence at its multiple salt mines under the coastal city of Maceió. They're investigating executives at Braskem, which extracted rock salt from more than 30 mines from the 1970s until mining was halted 4 years ago. Several neighbourhoods of Maceió were rendered uninhabitable.